Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome back, rescuers, to the Lucky Die. Previously, Idril flirted with the enemy, Ilmari bluntly talked her way to guard the prisoner, and Salt scoped out the cell. The three rescuers sent from Baranya managed to track down the location of their missing friend, known as the Healer. Now in a cavern below Falsum, the trio must now find a way to free him and get him to safety, surrounded by miners and a large metal sphere. Will the trio manage to free the Healer without casualty? Why is he so heavily protected? And will any of them come to regret their choices? I guess we're about to find out, as we welcome back Kareem, Karen, and Sarah to the Lucky Die.
Okay, so you had mentioned that you were going to potentially pickpocket someone for the keys.
Yes. If the guy at the door had a set of keys,
of course you
I'll
would,
try and get him as he walks away. Or you may even give them to us because we're going on guard.
You could ask, but they don't give you the keys.
Okay.
In that case, I will require a sleight of hand check, please. If you fail this, there will be consequences.
Oh! Can we help somehow? Can we discover?
You are a bard.
Yes.
You have inspiration that you can give.
Oh, how do I do that?
So, essentially, something that would inspire Salt to do better. I don't mind using this reactively or retroactively. I don't mind. It's just, I'm okay with it on this level.
Right.
I've had a roll over 10 so far.
That's true. That's a really rough rolls.
Waves of sea and ocean billows, music from the many waters, music from the whole creation, oft have been my guide and master. Go, be inspired.
Holy fucking shit. You can have inspiration point for that.
Oh, thank you.
So above all your skills, there is a box called inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put a one in there and I basically allow a reroll or a roll at advantage. We break the rules on how inspiration is used in this particular game because fuck it. You can basically just roll a d20 again whenever you wish.
Aha. It just says and in there. No, we're an ampersand. But
oh, it's the D&D ampersand.
Yeah. Is that good? Does that work?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, that works. Cool. We've actually just
ended up... Do you
want
me to re-roll the sleight of hand?
Yes,
yeah?
Please.
No. So bards can give inspiration.
That's better.
Bards can give inspiration dice, which basically means you can add a D6 or a D8 or a D12 or a D10, depending on the bard's level, to a skill check or to a saving throw or... No, that's it, because you're not a Valor Bard, I don't think.
No.
I don't know what kind of bard you are, actually.
I can't remember.
28.
No. No. No, Kareem, not a 28.
Damn.
Let me have a look
that's
at
more
what
like
your
it.
Bard.
Well, I'm a level 6, I guess. Yeah. So does that mean it is more than?
Me have a look.
I think it's just one.
It's a D8. It's a D8.
It's a D8. You can add a D8. Okay.
V, can I spin this to sort of get myself a pull out on this one?
Spin something for me.
I tell him as I cack-handedly not grab the keys properly, grab him, tap him on the shoulder saying, hey, you don't want to forget these, do you, mate? Sort of deftly covering my complete cock-up.
Nice.
So that as he walks away, I then palm it again for the second attempt.
I will have to make you make a deception roll first, and you can add the bardic inspiration to that. And if you pull it off, I will let the 28 sleight of hand stand. This is as far as I can go to reach.
That's
you
not too
it.
Bad. 17.
Yeah.
You can add a D8 to that roll.
Hooray!
Yeah, it was totally 20, right? Actually, I'll make them roll the insight check. Thanks. Very kind of you. And then you instantly palm the keys. You have the keys to the cell.
Hooray!
That was hard.
Good job, you.
I was going to fail on the 70, but I couldn't let the bardic inspiration go astray. That was amazing.
Yeah, somebody else has to roll dice for me. This
The problem is you're the skill monkey, my dude.
I know.
This is terrible.
However, it doesn't matter how many skills I have, the dice are still shit.
All right, so you see new diggers come in, you see new dirt sifters coming in, you see people beginning to work more on the sphere now. You are standing
before
at the door
guards
to the
come
cell.
In, now is our window of opportunity.
Yes, that's what I was going to say too. How do we do this?
Open the door. So two of us stand in front of the door to obscure one opening the door?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'll take it.
Yep.
I'll accept that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll open it.
I'm going to say, are the two taller ones hiding the shorter one? Yeah. We'll allow that. You put the key into the cell door and it opens. It's a good thing, because otherwise this would have been a very hard check to open. As you open the door, what you see inside is a fairly small cell. You can see that nearest to you there is a table and a couple of chairs. Sitting at this table are two people. There is a very stacked, well-built human male who is covered in chainmail. You also see a young woman who is covered in runes. She's clearly very magical, but she isn't the blue-haired maid you have been warned about.
Mm-hmm.
Directly ahead of you, you see, well, you've met him, you would recognise him. You see the healer sitting inside this kind of... Imagine a sphere that's covered in a spider web of gold, kind of like filigree all around it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like he's in a sphere that has been broken and dropped but hasn't fallen apart yet, like safety glass.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just sitting in there, leaning back against sort of... You know, he looks comfortable. He looks... fine. He's whistling a jaunty tune with his eyes closed. He doesn't seem to be paying much attention to what is going on.
Right. Hey, you, Hira.
His eyes flick open and you actually see him look slightly surprised.
Come with me if you want to live.
Well, I would, my darling man, but...
And he kind of like lifts both his hands and indicates the bubble that he is in.
I'm stuck in this bubble.
One of those.
The two people, the guards, basically, that are standing and sitting in this room, turn and look at you, and the mage just goes, stay there. They throw their hand out, and I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Do we hear any of this?
Oh, yeah. You totally hear this.
It's not.
This is blatantly obvious.
Thankfully, both. Twinsies.
Bollocks. You feel your body momentarily seize up as if you can't move, but you just shake it off. Like,
yeah.
No With spell can hold me down.
Not a chance.
Yeah, you shake off this magical spell, which you know and have probably witnessed or heard your friends talking about, like mm-hmm. being held in place.
Old person?
Yep. Nope, not a thing. You don't care. However, I'm going to need all of you to roll initiative. You've just Figures. Kicked off. You've kicked off a fight.
Okay, so I guess we're...
You're not the subtlest person in the world.
No. For a rogue, that wasn't very stealthy.
Okay.
Okay.
So
we're in a small 5-foot by 10-foot room. Subtlety's not going to be the big point at this stage.
The sphere around the healer is about like a 10-foot diameter to 5-foot radius. It's not particularly big, but looking at it, yeah, that sphere would that kind of like bubble that he's in would fit inside the sphere they are building outside. Very obvious. Okay.
I'm thinking for maybe for Idril, when she sees the sphere, if she would know anything about it. Because Icarin knows stuff about it, but Ilmari does not. And I'm thinking she's better at magic.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing. Okay, Idril, could you roll either an Arcana check or a History check?
Roll whichever is higher better, folks? For you.
Yeah.
Higher. They're both the same.
Then it's entirely your choice. It will just flavour the information that I give you.
I'm Everton fan. We know our history, so I'm going for history. 26.
Fucking Christ.
I am the purveyor of knowledge about
you actually spheres. Are. I mean, you are the scholar and like story keeper of your town. Like you would know things.
I'm glad you remembered. Because I can also cast webs as well, just to let you know.
You can slow people down. It's great. On a 26 and your history, the things that you have read, you've heard about things called webs of creation. What these are exceptionally powerful containment spells. What they do is they don't allow magic out at all. There is no shifting into other planes. There is no teleportation. There is no breaking the bubble from the inside. And there is no escaping of magic. There's no escaping of people. The rumours are that even souls can't escape, but that's just a rumour, you think, from the things that you've read. From your history, you've heard tales of people being contained in this. It's very difficult to make. And only the most powerful magicians can create these, and it's used to contain exceptionally powerful threats. It's covered in gold filigree, a web, a cracking, whatever you wish to call it. And that usually tells you that the web of creation is going to break and break soon.
Okay.
I.e., you could break it fairly easily if you smashed into it. Like,
yeah. So that's the information. Idril would know that's how to break it. Would break. Or.
Yeah, you could basically, you could chuck a sharp stone at it and it would break. It looks really effed up.
Okay.
It looks pretty bad. Okay. But only at
you
this moment.
You let me know this, Idril.
Me too.
Yes, so I tell,
not quite. Not
tell
quite yet.
Okay.
Not quite yet. Not quite yet. Because you Wait have kicked off it. Combat. There's no way you can feed all that information this quickly. But yeah, that's what you would know, that this is used to contain a very powerful threat and it takes a lot of magic to create this. That's basically what you get from your history check.
Can I just say that as we're running in, we're closing the door just to possible, if possible, limit the interruption from outside.
Yes.
Does that work?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you want to both run in, I'd say that's basically the opening round of basically everybody getting into place and then closing the door behind you. Cool. You don't think you'll have long because as far as you've seen, there's always been two guards outside on the door. So you don't know how long you have before someone will come and interrupt, but that's what you're at. Okay.
The big clue of it's protecting Lot from the inside, but the outside in, that's where the fun comes. Just call me a wall at this point in time.
Oh, duh. We're not too good.
Reese, let me bring up the not quite so strong mage, who may be followed up by the super strong mage, you never know. I'm going to have both the enemies go at the same time, so they're going to be on the same turn.
No.
Okay.
This is where I give my nickname of Spongehead a good go. So they'll be hitting me a lot, protecting the girls.
Let's start with Ilmari. What did you get on your initiative?
15.
What did Salt get?
5.
Okay. I'm going to move all of that down. Salt got a 5. Okay. What did Idril get?
8.
An 8.
And I'm a bit scared.
Oh, it's okay. I do have to warn you, I am very willing to kill all of you.
I know you are.
Because this game is super important and I cannot do what I normally do, which is look after you, like, because I just can't. This is way too important.
I was so conflicted. And then we have...
I know you are. The two guards have an initiative of 7. Then I need to roll one more. And she got a 17.
So that's a hidden person from us.
Yes. The code name should be Sneaky. It's Blue.
Great.
To be fair, your characters would know that there is another mage coming. Okay. All right. Let's go top of the initiative. So at the moment, you don't know what Blue is doing. Maybe making their way towards you don't know. Ilmari, the situation is right in front of you. You have your friend Salt, who has just had a spell possibly cast at him. You see that there is a mage off to the left-hand side of you, and she's standing up, and her hand is outreached to where Salt is. You can see that the man is putting a hand on his...
Oh my god, what does he have?
Greatsword. And right in front of you, you can see like this cold, golden, broken sphere around the healer.
Okay, and I don't recognize the healer because I haven't met the healer, but I understand, of course, that this
correct,
is
yeah.
who it is.
It's probably who it is. Yeah.
Well, reasonably. Dear Lord. And I have... Help me, Ham. I have an action and a bonus action? No? Yes? Maybe?
Correct. So I'm going to break down the combat because for the listeners, some people haven't played D&D here. Or any role-playing game, so props to everyone who is here so far. The way that combat works is that each person has like their time in the fight, and we call that a round. Each round or each turn that you get something called an action, you get something called a bonus action, and you also get movement. So for most of you, you can move either 25, 30 or 35 feet in 6 seconds. You can do a main action, which includes hitting someone with a melee weapon or casting a spell of one action. Or you can help each other out, which is I will help Salt out to give him an advantage when he attacks something. There are a couple of different things that you could do there. A bonus action is usually something for a bard you would use on bardic inspiration because it's a bonus action to give bardic inspiration. Or you can use a spell, which is the casting time of a bonus action. For bards, that's more of a thing that you have to manage over other classes, but that's the joy of being a bard. For Sarah, you don't need to worry so much about bonus actions in your go because you don't have any. You don't have anything that is a bonus action. You can basically move and cast magic, or you can punch something in the face. That's entirely up to you. Cream, you have so much effing shit because you're a rogue. I don't even know where to begin to help you. You have a bunch
That's
of
right.
stuff
I'm,
that, yeah.
I'm cool. I'm ready with this. That's fine. I know what my plan is.
Oh boy, I'm worried.
I don't know what my plan is. But... Okay, I'm looking at this spell I have called Thunder Wave.
Okay, yep.
Would that hurt my friends?
Yes,
that doesn't work because it's a small room, right?
It would hurt assault.
Because he's in front of me.
But if you're aiming to just get the two guards, you could turn around, aim yourself in such a way that you just hit them two. But Thunderwave is loud.
And Shatter is also loud, which is another one I have.
Oh, yeah.
So that
yeah.
doesn't... None
the
of those...
Shatter is a... They are loud, but you would suspect you're probably going to be rumbled soon anyway.
True, but, you know, those seconds...
I have mending, if that's of any use.
I mean, I have...
Mend the bubble! It will keep him safe, right?
Well, thinking about it. No. Okay, I'm going to go try a whole person on the mage, you said?
Yep.
Is that reasonable?
Yeah, that's very reasonable. That would... Yeah, so a whole person would essentially also stop them casting spells.
Which would
because
be
because it makes
good.
Your speech very... Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. They can't move, they can't speak, they can kind of communicate, but not well.
Okay.
Absolutely. So with hold person, if I remember rightly, I think that your target has to roll a wisdom save.
Okay, so spell level, well, 2, I guess.
Yeah. Yep. You could cast it at level 3 and try and cast it on both of them.
On both the guards or the fighters?
Yep. Both the guards, yeah. On the mage and the other one. You could upcast it to level 3 instead of being level 2, and that will affect both of them. But they both have to roll separately,
yeah.
So.
Okay, and they had to roll what? Did you catch that, him?
I think it's a wisdom save. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what you used against me.
Of course.
Yeah, that's the one.
You know that one. Okay, well, do I click the level 3 spell slot then and cast hold?
Yeah.
And then I.
That's right.
And
yeah.
then I press. What do I press to actually cast this?
You press nothing because you've clicked the button and you've informed me that you want to hold both of these people. Just tell me what that looks like while I do the rolls.
Okay. Ilmari is going to sort of throw her head back and throw her hand back and go, rah! Because she's really mad.
Oh dear. Step away from Mad Ilmari.
No, this has been really frustrating.
You see...
Yes, sorry.
Okay. You see the man covered in armor just completely freeze up. You can see his eyes darting from side to side, and he looks a little terrified. But the mage just stares at you.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. That's what we needed.
You got one of them.
Oh, I got one of them. That's good.
You got one of them.
Okay.
You got the one who hasn't acted, which is the useful bit.
True. True. True, you're right. Okay, and then can I give bardic inspiration to someone? Does that work? Or is it better to just do a spell? I can do a firebolt on someone.
I think firebolt is an action to cast, not a bonus action.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But as a bonus action, you could definitely give someone inspiration. You just have to pick who.
Okay. Well, I gave it to Salt before, so I'm giving it to Gideon now.
Nice.
Ooh. I will find something to...
Hooray!
Find something to...
I'm going to smash the sphere. You do something
well,
else.
Well, I don't know that that's what I'm supposed to be doing yet. So.
Well, no. You're decided, Ilmari. You drill.
You accidentally do an AoE spell and just everything blows up. Yeah.
Okay. By mighty inward urging, I'm ready now for singing, ready to begin the chanting of our nation's ancient folk songs, handed down from bygone ages. I give you inspiration!
There we go.
Christ, I miss having
That's
bars.
Great.
That's great. It's amazing.
That's Calabella for anyone taking notes at home.
Idril, you just feel inspired by Ilmari's just like yell and then just very focused speaking almost directly into your ear. You just feel like surge of energy, like, holy crap, yes, I'm a hero, I can do this too. You feel that down your spine. Okay, Ilmari, the last thing that you could possibly do on your turn is move. Do you want to?
Because it's a really small room, right?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty close to everyone. Am I in... If I wanted to use my rapier in the next turn, I would be close to the two guards, right?
Absolutely, yeah. If you wanted to use your rapier in the next turn, you could totally just stab
at them. Yeah, or on the bubble as well, if I get that information, that's a good idea?
Yeah, like that would be possible for sure, yeah.
Okay, well then I'm staying put.
Okay. It's real. It is now your turn.
Yay!
It is a free action. It doesn't cost an action or a bonus or any of that crap. You can tell them what you have learned.
What? I have learned so much and yet I forget it at this very moment of excitement.
You learn that the bubble is used to contain big threats, and it takes a lot of magic to make that bubble. But you can also tell that it is very close to being broken.
All of that in Liverpudlian. Did you take it in?
Oh, just twat it, it'll be done.
Head face. Yeah, so there you go. It's you don't have to go all big guns on it. Just give it a little, perhaps even just lick it, and it will disintegrate.
Gross. I would not advise licking the bubble, but yes. No. Okay, Idril, is there anything you would like to do this turn?
Well, I don't know, in as much as I could try to be helpful to sort out this mage who seems a bit naughty. I've got various things to do, but then I don't know if they bounced back at me. It wouldn't be very nice.
So spells don't get reflected back to the user. So if you fail, it just fails. Like, that's it.
Okay. Because, a Scorching Ray, I could aim at somebody's lunchbox. Or I could start to create a bonfire, which would be quite ridiculous and not useful.
Well, actually, create bonfire smoke. Does do damage.
Okay. So could use the table, but then it would be smoky in the room, right?
You're not planning on being there long.
To breathe. Yeah, good. I have burning hands, people, which, as an ex-matic, is also true. I could utilise my hot burning hands of happiness to inflict some burning on someone's ears and or armpits. Or the bit where in karate when they get you backwards and it's the hurty bit, we could do there.
You could absolutely, basically lift your hands and flames will just shoot out and just hit the person that you're aiming for. That's definitely a thing you could do.
That's very exciting, but it's also horrible.
It's rough, but you are about to probably get killed, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. That's,
this is a life or death situation.
You have hinted at this a lot, so I feel that I have to. I wanted to flame and fire, so I will flame and fire my burning hands at the mage.
Okay.
Bugger. Is everybody okay about that?
Sounds like a good plan.
I'm excited. Okay.
I love the Idril be like in the middle of combat, like, oh, yeah, break the bubble, it'll be done. Do you mind if I cast burning hands? I think it's beautiful.
It's polite.
So to cast the spell, you click on the words that say burning hands, and it will ask you what spell level you want to cast it at. So the bigger the number, the more damage you're probably going to do. So that's
what
entirely
do I
up
do,
to you.
People? Do I want to do big damage? Do I?
Yeah.
How many spells have you got?
I don't know.
You have 2 level 3s, you have 3 level 2s, and you have 3 level 1 spell slots left.
There you go. So I don't want to singe my eyebrows, though, of course. This is very important. So that's really quite key. So when I do it, I have to lean backwards, which also is a problem because of the size of my breast. If I lean too far back, I will shoot the burning flaming hands the wrong way, so it's slightly perilous.
I would recommend casting it at level 3.
Okay, level 3, submit, done.
Oh my god,
that's not particularly good.
Come on, I'll take over here. Yeah, you basically lift your hands after politely asking if that's okay. And you cast a huge amount of fire out of your hands. And it basically engulfs the mage. Let's see what the mage can do. Can she dodge some of this damage?
Burn off those tattoos. She didn't like them anyway.
Burn some of her magic spells from her. She does not dodge. She takes the full amount of this fire. She basically suffers 15 points of damage.
Good.
Sorry. I do apologise, lady. But it's a necessary thing. I've got some Vaseline somewhere.
I love you. Like, this is adorable.
I didn't really mean it when it happened.
This is the weirdest group of adventurers ever.
I love this so much. A lot of fire streams from your hand and it engulfs the mage standing in the room, and you hear her let out a cry of pain as she is set on fire momentarily.
Blue candle.
Do you want to move anywhere? I mean, you're kind of amongst your companions right now, and that is fairly safe. There's a lot of people between you and everyone else.
Go burst the bubble, Sarah.
Shall I? Can I? Am I allowed?
You could move to the bubble, but you couldn't break the bubble in this go.
Okay, not even with my hot breath.
I'm afraid not, no.
Save that for later.
What about if I move and fall and my cleavage... No, never mind.
It's not cold in this room, you just set it on fire.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know, should I move behind you, Salt? Like, just in case someone pings something. Should I?
I'm heading towards the sphere to take out the sphere, basically. You deal with the two guards and wait for whoever's going to come in the door.
Okay, so I do that.
Okay, all right. You move a little closer to Salt and get ready to burn anything that comes into this room and the two guards, if it's okay with everyone else.
If that's all right with you, is that okay, everybody? Give me a nod. Yeah, good. Okay.
All right. Super. It is now the two guards go.
Hang on, I thought she'd already done it. It was her action in this round, or...?
Yep, so that is Idril done. That's all
the
things... No,
as in the female mage.
No, it's now her go. So at the very beginning, it was like the equivalent of a surprise round, like the pre-fight bit. That was her thing. The guard...
Could I not have had a response to that then?
Nay, your response was kind of like, hi. Hi, I'm here to free you. All right, okay. I'm going to call him the sergeant because that's what you're written on here as. So the sergeant can't do anything because you held him in place, but he does have a chance to escape out of this. And he doesn't. The mage, however.
Uh-oh. So you're doing all three of them at the same time, is that...
No, so the two guards and then the other person incoming are separate because the one incoming is way more powerful than these two. They lift their hands and I want Salt and Ilmari... No, I want Salt and Idril to please make wisdom saving throws as you feel your body tense up.
Oh dear... Wait, is that just the wisdom on the top left?
Oh, no.
Okay, that's wisdom on the left, yeah?
Yep.
But you can re-roll that, because I gave you inspiration, Sarah.
You can add a D8 to it. Bardic Inspiration is adding a set number.
Yes, that's right, I forget.
Sorry, it took me a while to get my head around that. Why can't I just give people inspiration?
Yeah.
Because it's OP.
That would be so cool.
But you do have that your inspiration that you could give to someone else if you want to. Your DM given inspiration.
Yes. I'm going to give it to Salt so he can hopefully free himself. Do I check that again to get rid of it?
You just click it again to get rid of it. And that means that Salt can re-roll his wisdom saving throw.
Come on, Salt. You can do it.
Yay!
There we go. That worked.
Good teamwork. Cross everything, even my eyebrows.
What the hell is my spell save PC on this guy? I have to physically work it out.
It was good enough last time.
It was.
I found it. There we go. It's all right. I found it now. Like the specific number. I'm like, I know that 90 would pass. Salt, once again, you just shake this hold person spell off. But unfortunately, the person who just cast fire at her is now completely frozen. You cannot move, Idril. Your entire body is just frozen in place and you cannot move.
Oh, that's kind of nice though too, right? Just chill.
It's real chill. It's fine.
All good.
And that's the blue mage's go, other than to shell attack.
Sorry?
That's basically it.
My go.
It is indeed Salt's go.
Come on, Salt.
Come on, Salt.
I'm fine as I am.
I'm breaking the sphere. Point one.
Do the thing.
How are you breaking this sphere? I know that you're probably going to... You could either run up to it and smack it, or you could chuck like one of your hand axes. Like, how do you want to break this?
Chucking one of the throwing axes at it, and then I'm going to stab this bloody mage in the back or something.
I'll accept this. We'll say your bonus action is chucking the hand axe, because it doesn't require a lot of thing, and you use your main action to attack. Like, that's a fairer way.
Yeah.
All right, your hand axe goes flying through the air, and it hits the bubble, and you hear it pop. And you also see the healer just like land kind of on his butt a little bit and just look up like very happy with the situation. And he just says,
My, finally.
All right, who are you attacking?
Female mage.
All right, good job. All right, come on, mage girl. All right, go for it. Your friends are in melee range with you and definitely threatening her. So you'd be able to have advantage on the attack, which means that you can have sneak attack.
Hand axe plus one. 23 to hit.
God,
10 slashing damage maximum.
Yep, and you also have sneak attack. Let me see how much your sneak attack damage is.
So an extra 2 damage, so I'm level 6, aren't I? Like level 5.
If you're level 5, you can roll an extra 3d6 damage.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sneak attack is just...
an extra 12.
Nice.
So that's 22 damage.
Jesus Christ. All right. Because you hit a spellcaster who is concentrating on a spell, she has to make a con save to see if she can maintain concentration on that spell. If she can't, it means that Idril is free to move next go.
Well, she's on fire as well.
It's a momentary flash of fire. She fails. So, Idril, you are able to free movely. You're able to move freely now.
I want to free movely as well. Superb.
She's still standing though, yeah?
After 22 damage.
22 from me and what she cocked from the...
The mage looks really unwell.
Okay.
You have slashed at her and like there is blood pouring from her body, but she is still somehow standing. She looks very unhappy that her spell has failed. So that was your main action, your bonus action. You still have a move if you want it.
I'm going to see if I take the opportunity to get an advantageous position on... As I say, I can't do anything. I'll try and get as good position as I can on the mage so I can take her down next round.
Okay, great. You definitely have the ability to just like scoot around the table and just get right in her face or just behind her. I mean, your companions are still close enough that they can give you advantage, though. No, yeah, like RP wise, that is perfect.
Watch the door.
No.
I'm hoping the healer might be able to help with some stuff at some point in the near future.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he will. I now need to bring up his character sheet, and I also need to figure out what spells he has left. Well, what spells he has left. He hasn't cast anything. He was stuck in a bubble.
He's been sleeping in that bubble, surely.
He's been singing in that bubble. He's been having a whale of a time.
Yeah.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
It's social distancing. We should all have a bubble like that.
Aren't we all kind of living in that bubble right now?
Yeah.
I've got lots more fire, by the way. Can I use more fire?
It's not your turn yet.
Oh yeah, when it's yeah, absolutely, when it's your go, more fire, please.
Fire.
The healer, yeah. Oh dear Lord.
I need to roll his initiative. Oh, that was bad.
That sucks.
For whom?
Well, so Salt, what is your what's your dexterity bonus? What's your dexterity score?
That bad?
My dex bonus?
Yeah.
It's plus 3.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's plus 6. Are we talking to... No, that's plus 6 for the saving throw. Plus 3 dex bonus.
Yeah. You're both at the same. Do you want him to go before you or after you?
He can go before me.
Okay.
I'll take a tactical view.
All right. Let's see whether the codename Blue enters the room. Yeah, the door throws open and you see a woman standing there covered in glowing blue runes and shocks of blue hair. And she looks fucking furious. You can feel magic radiating off her, like someone has like zapped you with one of like kind of like, or when you get way too close to a power line, you feel that buzzing, like the electricity making the hair on your arm stand up, or your eyebrows stand even more up. You just feel
with a balloon
that
this, on your head. Yeah,
yeah.
I got, yeah,
this woman irradiates power. This is someone not to be trifled with.
I don't like her.
Yeah, you shouldn't. I'm sorry. As she enters the room, you see her lock eyes with the healer, and he just smiles wickedly at her, and you can hear him cackle, like that very cold to the pit of your stomach warning that this person is not all that they appear to be. You see her throw her hand forward as she casts Dominate Person. That's the healer.
But I've got the Crown of Madness. Could we counteract that, kids? Could we?
Not right now.
Actually, talking about counteracting spells, I believe that
I have a counteracting spell. Yes.
Yes, I believe both of our magic users have counter spell.
Where do I see that?
In your list of spells, it should be a level 3 spell.
No, I don't have
counter spell. Yes.
Then it's just our wizard who has counter spell. So, Idril, as you see this woman locking eyes with the healer and her throwing her hands forward in something to you that screams she's about to use some sort of controlling magic on the healer, you have an opportunity to stop her from casting that.
Yeah. Yeah, go on then. If I die, I've done it for you, okay, kids?
Okay, you throw your hands up instinctively to stop her spell, like, mid-track, mid-air. I need you to click the word that says counterspell on your character sheet.
Has it done it?
Yep, it's done it. What I need you to do, because this is a higher level than the one you're casting at, is I need you to roll a d20.
Yay.
So counterspell works by you have to basically be more powerful than the spell being cast. And to counteract it, it is 10 plus the spell that I'm casting. And the spell I'm casting is a level 5. So that you had to be a 15, which you rolled on the dice alone, plus ability modifiers. So you basically negate this dominate person that she had that was heading straight for the healer.
Come on. Yes.
Good job.
Good job.
Wizzy power.
She looks at the three of you as this spell just like stops immediately where the wizard is standing, and she locks eyes with Idril and she says, "You don't know what you're doing. He's dangerous. He's gonna kill us all."
Oh dear.
Oops.
Yeah, you're right. Don't know quite what I'm doing. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. So what? Well, we could stop. We could just leave. Sorry, we can tidy up. We'll be back if you need us. Or you know, there's a few spells I've got. We could play around with and have a little dance if you like. I don't know.
The mage at the door looks completely confused. Yes. She's like, why don't you understand? He's going to get bollocks to this. Ilmari, it's your go.
It's my go. Can I just remind Idril briefly and quickly of that yes. whole long backstory of how the healer has helped our town? Because I think she needs reminding at this point.
Yes. So, when
definitely
in times of peril. Yeah, in times of peril, I just gently
fold,
walk away. Yes.
Well,
I'm not aggressive.
Okay. She's brilliant. I love it.
I'm kind of speechless after that. Ilmari's gonna try and cast invisibility on the healer, so he can escape.
Slimy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Sure. Can you click the button for me so I can see exactly what it says?
Spell level. It says 2 here. Do I go 3? Yes, I can do 3.
I think 3. I think 3 means you can cast it on more than one person.
Oh,
maybe?
Well, I don't need that. Do I?
Yeah.
Do I?
You can make yourself invisible.
Okay.
You could piss off as well. I think that's the invisibility thing, if you upcast it, but I can't be sure without seeing it. Yep, you can, if you upcast it to a higher level, you can cast it on more than one person.
Okay. But just 2 people, right?
Ooh.
Or?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I cast it on the healer. I don't know, should I cast it on myself and just piss off? That seems really rude.
Think of it this way. It gives you an advantage that people won't know, will have a difficulty
true,
trying to hit
true,
you.
True, I can
yes,
stay and fight
true.
And be invisible. And it lasts for... It's a concentration spell, but it can last for up to an hour. So there is time to escape.
Yeah, so you would be able to cast it on yourself and the healer and it would last for an hour. But because you can only have one spell that you can concentrate on at a time, the hold person that is currently on the sergeant would drop.
Is every...
So maybe not
maybe
a good plan
then. Maybe I should
then.
Wait.
But I can hold. I
but
can
it
hold.
Would make the healer invisible.
It would make the healer invisible, which is really cool.
Yes.
I want to make the healer invisible. I'm gonna do this. I'm just gonna do this. I know. I know.
We're all
I'm just
going
gonna
to
do
die.
It.
Okay.
Yes, I know.
The healer goes invisible as you. How do you? Are you making yourself invisible
yes.
too? Okay. What does this look or sound
well,
like?
Well, basically, it
as you
just
cast
goes.
Invisibility?
Ilmari claps her hands together, and it goes pop, and the two of us disappear.
Amazing. I love it. Do you want to do a bonus action?
Sure. I'm thinking my friends need some bardic inspiration because they seem to always need bardic inspiration. I could do another spell, right?
No.
Yes. It depends on what level the bonus spell is, or if you have a cantrip, that's also a bonus spell. But I don't know if you have those.
No, I don't think I do.
I think the only thing that you have would be healing word, so you could heal people. But I don't know if anybody's taking any real damage
yet, which is weird.
Yes,
I think the word is yet.
Oh my god.
Okay, well, more bardic inspiration, and Salt is the lucky recipient this time. And let's see.
Nice.
Rydom, rydom, rydom över sanden. Solen sjunker bortom Arnarfjäll. Mörkret breder skuggor över sanden. Spöken kommer fram när det blir kväll. Herren leder gången min när du är långt till gård och grind. Herren leder gången min ännu är det långt till gård och grind. And there you go, inspiration!
Beautiful.
There we go.
You now have a D8 that you can use in your things.
Yes.
Okay.
So. Okay. All right. Beautiful. And after that beautiful rendition, the healer and Ilmari, Sephora's Salt, and Idril are concerned. Vanish. You don't see them. You don't hear them. Because they've only just vanished.
Yep.
Okay. Idril. It's your go.
Hello.
The healer has disappeared. Your bard has disappeared. There's a very pissed off mage looking at you. There's another really pissed off mage looking at you. And there's an unhappy sergeant covered in armour looking in your general direction.
If I made web, would that be of any protection around myself? I could hide behind salt and...
A viable
hold
option.
A person. I think I should just hide because I don't feel that I will be saying many more words. I could utilize the crown of madness.
Okay.
On someone.
Who would you like to try it on?
I don't know. Salt. What should I do?
There's only one viable target, really. And that's the mage who's currently injured.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Gently. Thank you, Mr. Mage.
All right, let me figure out what to do with that then. Crown of Madness, they must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or become charmed by you. On its turn, you can use their action to make a melee attack against the target of your choice. You must use your action to maintain the spell each turn. They can use a wisdom saving throw at the end of each of their turns. All right, let's do wisdom save.
So I do wisdom on here.
Nope, you don't need to click anything. This is all on me.
Okay.
As you cast Crown of Madness on the mage that has been currently injured, those of you who can see the mage that has this been cast on, they take on the exact eye shape and eye colour of Idril. A kind of slightly greyish tint, I think I'm using. Oh, nope, that was Amari. You see them turn exactly the same colour as Idril's. You also see just very faintly a very tiny translucent crown appear on their head. They failed. You are now in control of their actions.
Exciting!
They rolled a 3. They're not coming back from that. This one is the piss poor mage. She had no chance.
Oh, great. So,
okay.
I gently, seductively move the mage towards the other mage, and I have no idea what to do with them.
Do they have
their own spells?
She does, but you can only make her basically punch or slap or stab the other mage. Coincidentally, it's actually that mages go next, so this works out really well. So the choices you have are fairly limited with the Crown of Madness. You're not supposed to move them either, but fuck that's boring. You can definitely like stab them or punch them or whatever it is. Like you can just make a physical attack with this puny mage versus the mega mage. Like this is... You can choose what you want to do with
her. Worth a little something, isn't it? Do you think? So
if it helps distract her, that's probably a good thing. I think distracting the big mage is a really good idea at this point in time.
Okay. So the mage takes off all her clothes, runs towards the other mage, and stabs her deep within her heart. Ow.
Okay. You make the other mage not take her clothes off, but you do make her run.
That would
run.
Take far too long.
Yeah, that would take long. I think it's actually only 6 seconds for a cloth mage. Anyway, doesn't matter. You do make her run towards the other mage, and you see her pull out her tiny, basically, you know, butter knife of a dagger and stab at the mage.
Beautiful.
For a natural 20. Fucking kidding me? But it's a dagger. It's 1d4 damage plus nothing. She has nothing. I'll stick true to form, though. She'll do the damage. This is the. She does 7 points of damage to the mage.
Come on. Thank you very much.
Did you see that? Yeah, you see the mage just like stab at her and pull out again, and you can tell from the blue mage's face that she is distinctly unhappy with her subordinate, I guess. You can tell from the way that the other mage is shaking that she's like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. That was the lesser mage's go. It is now the sergeant's go, who... is now free from whole person. The sergeant You see him pull out his greatsword and he runs straight for Salt. As he lifts his sword high, he smashes down for the first of some attacks.
Uh-oh.
Does an 18 beat your armor class?
Yes.
No!
You take 11 points of bludgeoning damage as he swipes at your side and cuts through your armor into your skin. He lifts his greatsword once again and slashes for the same place. He has multi-attack.
Yeah,
does a 16 hit your armor class?
I was about to say, can I use my inspiration to improve my armor class?
I don't know. Ilmari, are you... What kind of bard are you?
I don't remember.
Yes, add it to the armor class. There you go.
So there is only one type of bard that can add their inspiration dice to an armor class, and that is the Valor Bard.
Oh. Can I use my reaction to halve the attack's damage of the previous one?
No. You're definitely a Valor Bard because you have extra attack. You can attack twice with your sword, so you're definitely a Valor Bard. I think that's the only Valor Bard thing.
Okay, I'm a Valor Bard. Yay!
So, yes, you can roll a 1d8.
Okay, so I'll half the incoming damage on the first one and then use the inspiration to wipe the second one.
So you roll a d8. So long as you get two or more, as long as you don't roll a one, you cannot have any damage.
Yay!
Fucking hell. Woo-hoo. Well, that's just like full-on bardic song. You're just like, yeah, I'm going to dodge and weave this motherfucker. All right, then. Cool. No damage for you, second hit. Nice. As the sergeant misses with the second one, you hear him give out this most ferocious war cry, and that gives all of his friendly units within 30 feet advantage on their next attack rolls.
No.
I do have to recharge it, so you can't just keep doing that. Okay, that was the guards' go. It is now healer's go, I think.
Yeah, probably. Is there anyone left other than me?
Yep. All right.
What will he do?
I think I know what he's going to do. And it'll be kind of fun.
Is he nice? We just want to know if he's nice.
Of course, him now being visible, we can't see what he's doing, so I can't take account of what he's done.
Going to cast a sixth level spell. He's going to cast a spell at sixth level, I should rephrase that. You basically just hear a clap from behind you. You feel kind of like a rush of wind just above your head if anybody is near him, and you just hear him say,
"Oh, do please get lost."
And the three of them are potentially banished, so I need to do a save on all of them.
Oh.
Oh, three,
Yep. He upcast so he can get them all. Oh man, his DC is high. I don't think we've got a chance. Alright, come on, Sarge. The sergeant disappears.
Whoa.
Billing. Bye bye.
The lesser mage disappears. Wow. And finally, come on, Blue. Don't do this. Don't let him do this to you. She is good though. Blue mage just looks at him. She is not banished, but the other two are.
It's all right. Two out of three is good.
That's basically his go. He doesn't feel the need to move anywhere. The other two are banished.
He's invisible, so he could move.
It is now.
Yeah. Okay.
You'd never know. Yeah. Salt. It's your go.
Okay. I would like to attempt hide in the confusion so that I can potentially take an attack of opportunity when I see the big mage try and do something in the next round.
Okay.
If that's possible in this version of D&D.
It kind of is and also kind of isn't. So there's this particular feat that you could take called, I think it's Mage Slayer, which allows you to interrupt a mage when they're casting if they're within 5 feet of you because you're not...
In my terms, it's effectively I'm trying to hide. I'm hoping they're distracted because of everything else that's going on. And then I can try and do a sneak attack at a chosen moment behind the maid. I mean, I may or may not get her when she's trying to do cast a spell, but I want to take the best opportunity to hit her when I can.
Yes. So there is definitely a way of doing that. So there's something called a ready action. And the ready action basically is you store what you want to do and it has a very specific trigger for it happening. For example, you could use your move to get behind her and then you could ready an action for when she casts a spell, you're just going to stab her.
That's effectively what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, but to do that, you lose your reactions that you have this round because you're using your reaction to do it.
Yeah, because that's fine because I don't need to do anything else this round because this round is effectively played out. So it means I'm saving up everything to roll into effectively the next round.
Yep, that's perfect. Insult, in that case, you can definitely just run past her and get to that point where you have whatever weapons you have about to smash her. You can do it from the back, behind, whatever tickles your fancy. Okay then. All right, that's Salt on the move, the blue mage. What will activate your attack, by the way?
Her starting to cast.
All right, great. She's starting to cast something. Go for it. You have advantage because you hid, you've taken advantage of the fact that she's like doing something else. So that means you also get your sneak attack. So you can roll with advantage.
22 to hit.
Roll again in case you get a critical. And that's super important for rogues.
Okay, 16.
All right, so we'll let the 22 stand because that was the higher, which means you did 7 slashing damage plus your sneak attack.
What's happened?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
1 plus 2 plus 1. Bloody typical. But then I get my second offhand attack.
Yes, you do. Isn't your offhand attack a bonus action?
No, I'm a two-hander, aren't I?
Oh, wait, you are, aren't you?
It's a bonus. Yep. It is bonus action, sorry, yes.
Yeah, so bonus actions.
Or am I dual-wielding? Depends which way it counts, I suppose. No, I suppose it's, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry, I was trying to get a handle on different versions of D&D and what things count as.
So as a ready action, as a stored action that you use on your reaction, you can't do bonus actions as well. You can only do like your main actions.
Okay.
So if you had extra attack, you could attack 4 times, but alas, it's a bonus for you. So, in total, you do 11 damage to the mage.
Okay. Shame. Hopefully it's put her off.
Actually,
the critical may have done
actually,
that.
If she she's about to cast a concentration spell, she has one more left of that, so she's going to try and dominate. Oh no, she can't see him. Ah, you motherfucks!
She still can't see him. Does it visibly?
They last
drop?
For an hour.
No,
when he casts something. No, but when he casts something.
Let me check. He has greater invisibility.
I know this is bad against us.
I was just
going to
say, are you ruining
my
thing?
What's going on?
The spell ends for a target that attacks or casts a spell. So, Imari, you are still invisible, but you did see Dayton reappear.
Oh, well.
That's all right.
We gained the advantage that was perfect. You took out two characters. It's great.
Yeah, there are two people that are now stuck in the stalking with nothing to do. Like, I can't even move.
True.
Maybe he's getting his stalker friends, spectre friends to beat them up. Who knows? She looks super pissed off, and because she can now see him, she has to do dominate person again. Because
no,
it's the only option she has to control him. Nope, he's not immune. All right. You see his eyes take on exactly the same shade of blue that hers are.
Oh dear.
Okay.
But he uses his legendary resistance, so it drops.
Oh, phew. Right.
Gone.
Blat her!
Well, that was awfully bad form. How rude.
Alright, she looks very scared as he just shakes this spell off. It is now Ilmari's go.
Okay, right, and I'm still invisible, but I will be visible as soon as I do something, right?
Yes, if you attack or if you cast a spell, yes. You could, in theory, still keep casting Bardic Inspirations because it's not a spell. You could actually just keep doing that.
Yeah, I could, but that would be kind of dull, right? So we only have... Do we have two enemies left, or is it just the blue scary bard?
Just the one, but she's pretty tough.
You have the blue mage, though,
blue scary... I called her a bard. Blue scary mage. Okay. So... Firebolt, maybe, on her would be good.
Hell yeah. Go for it.
Oh, we're having great dice tonight.
So 21 to hit and 1 fire damage.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that.
You can actually roll...
Oh, it's
roll,
a cantrip, but that's the right thing.
You can actually roll another d10 because you are level whatever you
Six.
Are. Let's actually
okay.
have one more.
So just press the d10.
D10.
Button.
Yep.
And, oh! It's another one! I do a total of 2 damage with my fireball.
Snake eyes.
Oh, crap. So Elmari does a really dramatic barely... firebolt hand gesture, and then it just kind of fizzles.
Whoa!
And it just kind of fizzles.
She doesn't even react. She's too busy looking in fear at the healer.
Okay, and I can do a bonus action, right? Yep. How badly are you hurt, Salt? Do I need to heal you?
Don't worry about me for the moment.
Fine. Not sure I can do anything else. I think you guys are gonna get sick of my singing and chanting and crap.
No, the singing is good. Never waste the singing.
Because I think healing works.
I mean, I could always do the back massage.
Aw. <That's sweet. laughs> Okay, well, last time it was Salt, so I guess Idril is getting one now, I suppose.
Good plan.
I think that might be your last Bardic Inspiration for the day.
Yeah, that works.
Is that a threat?
Well, it's a threat, so you don't have to hear me singing. Okay.
No. We love the singing.
Okay, well, I'm going
to release
I'm
going to
make you think about the good times. Imagine yourself in France and at a tavern in France, drinking red wine, okay?
Oh, monsieur, you are spoiling us.
Quand je bois du vin clairé, ami tout tourne, 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 tourne. Aussi désormais je bois, on joue, arbois. Quand je bois du vin clairé, ami tout tourne, 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 tourne. Aussi désormais je bois, on joue, arbois. Chantons et buvons, à ce flas on fait son la guerre. Chantons et buvons, mes amis, vivons donc. You are inspired.
Beautiful. I am.
And inspiration is thus gifted unto Idril.
Yes.
Yay.
Hooray.
Now what do I do?
It is now your go. You have a very terrified looking mage in front of you.
Awesome. I have a magic missile. Should I use that?
You have a magic missile with her name on it. You can absolutely cast that. For sure. That would definitely hit her and she will absolutely take damage. Like, she can't avoid it.
But would it hurt us? Would it hurt any of us? Would it bonk on my head?
Absolutely not, no.
Wouldn't it hurt me?
Nope. Okay. So you can basically lift your hand and 3 tiny little darts will shoot out of them and only hit the people you tell them to hit.
Ooh.
She can't
One of the best spells in the entire realm.
Yep. She can't do anything about it.
Ooh. Then I think I'll do that. Just for fun.
For funsies. Okay, great.
Okay, so I raise my hands and... Oh, what level? What level, folks?
The most
2.
You can cast it at is at level 2, and that gives you 1 extra dart, because you've used all your level 3 spell slots today.
So 4.
Yes.
I mean, are we going to meet anyone today who's nastier than this lady? Like, do I need to save it, or should we just go for it?
Is that yet another change in the rules? Here's me, I haven't played D&D since third ed. Because I thought Magic Missile just went up anyway, depending on levels, but obviously it's now you just cast it whatever level's being specific, yeah?
Yeah, so you also, like at level one, you just get 3 darts, and then the more levels you add, the more darts that you get. So it's not exactly efficient the higher you get, but it is an automatic hit. Like, they can't dodge it unless they have a specific spell.
It used to be an automatic spell disruption as well, but...
Because of the, it's an automatic hit on it, like, it means if they are casting a concentration spell, there's a high chance that, like, they'll have to roll to save concentration. Yeah, yeah. So it's a good one.
So should I do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, level two. Do it. Level two, do it.
Come on. A summit.
Well, that was unfortunate. You do the lowest amount of damage possible with a level two magic missile. You see, basically...
1d4 at level two.
It should be 4, but you only roll 1 dice, and then you just multiply it however many darts you have.
Okay, so it's 8.
Yeah, so you do 8 points of damage as these tiny darts just like hit her in the chest. She looks peeved that she's been hit with a magic missile. how darest thou?
Oh dear, sorry.
No, it's fine.
Don't say sorry to her.
You did average damage. It's fine.
You did good. It's okay. Okay. Yeah, you hit her in the chest with all these tiny little darts. Do you want to try and get out of the room? Do you want to hide behind anyone? You can basically move around a little bit should you wish.
Yeah. I think hiding behind Sop might be useful right now. So I'll do that.
That's a doable thing. Okay. You run out of the room, past where the mage is, and you hide behind Salt. You know, the dwarf, the giant, like, elf standing behind him, just like, hit him. It's definitely doable. As you're outside properly now, and you have a bit more of a chance to see, all the workers are looking in your direction, but everyone just seems like they're stunned, and they can't move, apart from the very angry dwarven lady who seems to be holding her axe in a meaningful way, making her way towards you all. Yeah. Okay. She won't be here for a while, so don't worry about that.
Wait, are we running out the room now? When did this happen?
Idril is. The mage was in the doorway, and Salt was like, oh, stay behind her. Around us outside. Okie dokie then. It being Idril's go done, it is now the guard's go, both of whom are gone. They can't come back until the healer says so. And it's now the healer's go.
Bet she's wishing she didn't annoy him this time.
The healer lifts his hand, and you see him create a small orb of fire about an inch from her face, and he holds it in place, and he says,
"Now, if I were you, darling, I would move."
And he just smiles at her as he casts a late action fireball. That's gonna hurt.
Run! Because it's big!
Is it big?
So, for Idril, being that you know he's cast one of these, like, this is a really cool fire spell, and fire is totally within your wheelhouse, what he's cast will probably kill all of you too.
Oh, okay.
It is a lot of d6s he will be rolling.
Okay.
So, all right, so we can't do anything, right? So we're just gonna stand here.
No,
run!
I would say run.
You could run, or you could ask him for help. He's not offered anything so far. As he casts this, he actually begins to like slowly walk towards where Salt and where Idril is, and he will basically be almost face to face with the blue mage. So he's also beginning to make his way out, but he's doing it in a really cool, nonchalant way because that's just the healer's way. So that's his go over. Blue mage, she lifts her hand and she says,
"So you can play at that game?
Firefight!
Fire in the hole!"
You're not wrong. She lifts her hand and she smashes them together, and a wave of fire just erupts as she centers a fireball on herself.
That's why I was running.
Okay,
I need all three of you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, come on, dice. Behave yourselves.
24.
Oh, 6.
Oh. Fuck.
Where is it?
Oh, I didn't do a saving throw.
Oh, dear.
Quick, yeah, you did a dex check. Quick, click the other button. Click the other button.
Oh, it's still crap.
No!
Okay.
Idril, let me... Who did you give the inspiration to, by the way, Mara?
Idril.
Idril.
Idril, you can roll a d8. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be... Yeah, you have to get Max to beat this.
Who's Max? Where is he? Come in, Max.
Oi, where's Max? That's the alternate name.
I rolled a 7, which isn't very good.
No, alas, not quite enough to make the check. Unfortunately, Ilmari does not dodge out of the way. Idril does not dodge out of the way. Idril has completely dodged.
She's gone.
So dodged, gone.
You said she couldn't do it.
Okay, I'm so sorry. She upcasts Fireball. She basically hits every creature within a 20-foot radius, which also includes the healer. It does not dodge out of the way. His points are enough and doesn't give a shit. The Fireball explodes around her. She centers it upon herself. She also has to make a dex save. She fails.
Everybody when you're casting on yourself is a bit tricky, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a little difficult. You know it's coming and you still can't move. okay, so for everybody who failed, you're going to take 32 points of damage. I believe that knocks both of you at least down to 0.
No, I have 35, so I'm 3 left.
Barely standing, Jesus!
Yeah.
Okay, so Ilmari, you have 3 points as this fireball goes off. You can barely stand and it is super effing hot. Idril?
Where is that number? It is less than 30.
Yeah, so there's...
Yeah. 27.
You fall unconscious as the fire just smashes you in the chest and you are just knocked out.
That's a big chest to be knocked out by.
Maybe it's like the backdraft just like knocks your boobs into your face. You're like, well, I'm out.
What a way to go though, folks, right?
You're not dead at the moment. You are merely unconscious. It is very easy to kill you in this state though, and I'm very sorry. You're unconscious. As for Salt, you managed to dodge and dive out of a way. Either you are low enough to the ground, you managed to spin around, jump, whatever happens, you managed to dodge a good portion of this damage incoming. It should be 16, but because you are a sneaky, sneaky, horrible sneaky rogue, the damage you take is actually only 8.
So I'm still on 24.
Yep. Okay, so that was her go. That was her action. Oh, she also takes that damage because she doesn't dodge. She looks really fucked up. She wishes she'd cast it at a high level. Oh, no. Okay. All right, that's her go over. Ilmari.
Okay.
You're still invisible.
No, I'm not.
I'm not invisible.
I cast a spell, so I'm not invisible. I probably should go invisible, and I should probably heal my friend so she can get...
That would be a good
start.
So
she can stand up and run.
Run.
Haste. I have haste.
So how...
Does actually have haste.
So... Okay, I have 1 level 3 spell slot left, so I could technically cast invisibility on both myself and Idril and hope that Salt can manage on his own, and then do healing word as a bonus action.
I would recommend
area of effect spells are going to hit you no matter what, so I heal her and get out of the way.
Yeah, I'd recommend doing it the other way around to do the bonus heal first, because if you cast a healing as so you could do it, you should do it technically the other way around, but whatever.
Okay, so I do the bonus action first and then the action. Does that work? Okay.
Yeah, you can do any of the things inside of a turn in any order that you like. So I'd recommend healing word first.
But I can't do cure wounds because that's an action, and my action for the invisibility, right? Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got this. Yay. Okay. I'm doing healing word.
Come on.
On level 2. Thank you. 2 slots. 7 hit points.
That's so kind of you. Thank you. That's really nice. You could have just left me.
If you speak this word of healing, Idril, your eyes open, you're laying on the ground. The blue mage looks very unhappy, covered in soot, very unhappy. You see the healer standing in front of her, still smiling, holding this. Oh my god, holy shit. He got hit with a spell and he's doing concentration.
Oh. You need to figure that out.
I don't think he has a thing. I don't think he can
do his thing.
With delayed fire action, delayed fireball, if you lose concentration on it, it goes off. He has to overcome 16 points of damage, and I think he'll do it, but there's also a chance he might not. So let me just see what he has to add. Let me just see what he has to add to it.
This is full of peril.
It stays there. He doesn't lose it.
Okay, so we need to get out of here fast.
Yes, please.
So, and then I do my invisibility thing on myself and Idril because, strangely, the healer does not seem to care about our safety.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Nope. And that's my level 3 spell slots over. And we're invisible.
You and Idril go invisible. So, Salt, so far as you're concerned, you're standing alone against this mage.
And I think we're running, right?
I think the phrase is Marines,
I think I'm
we are
yelling
leaving.
As I'm sort of doing my sort of top thing, I'm yelling, run!
Yep.
Okay.
You could absolutely run. I think your movement is like 30 or 35, so you can definitely get a good distance away from this fire. You can get 30. It's a good start.
Okay.
Okay, cool beans. Idril, what would you like to do? You are invisible, lying on the floor. Your buddies have just yelled for you to run.
Don't cast magic or you'll be visible again.
Run away! Yeah, no, just run away.
Yep.
I was about to say, Mary, you know where she is because you were on it. Casting the heal spell. I would suggest you take her with you.
Can I do that?
Yeah, like we can definitely work it in that, you just grab each other and invisibly you run together. You're not exactly in pace with each other, but you can both book the fuck out of here. You're a good 30 feet, the both of you. That's a good smart move. Okay, it is now the healer's go. I need to double check delayed.
Come on, we can do it, folks. Let's get this spell around here. And get to the bar and have a nice cold beer.
Sing about wine.
He casually just walks around the mage and puts his hand on Salt's shoulder and says, don't be scared. No.
Don't be tense, relax. I'm going to leave with this young man now. You have a choice, mage. Join us or face your demise.
And she says,
go fuck yourself.
So he has a hand on Salt's shoulder and you can see that he is preparing magic and the bead in front of her face is still growing. He's readying an action. So, Salt, what do you want to do?
Do I trust him? He's bugging me out of dodge.
It is entirely up to you. You can either RP decide that you trust him to save you, or you trust that at least he's on your side, even if he's not on the bigger scheme of on your side.
Yeah.
Or whether you want to roll an insight check. But I would recommend going with your gut on this.
Yeah. The fact that he's put his hand on my shoulders and I'm leaving with my friends, I'm going to trust in him at this point.
Okay. Good luck.
Nice. Nice.
I'm a bit scared.
Okay, cool. He continues holding on. The reaction isn't... he has a specific reaction, a specific trigger for this reaction. It has not gone up yet, and his hand is still on your shoulders. Thoughts. I have too many S words. Okay. It is now the mage's go. She reaches out and she touches Salt's face.
Can I dodge?
I'm afraid not. Okay. I'm not saying it's bad, but it might not be good for you. No, I don't want aid. She's not aiding him.
Yes, aid him.
No,
aid him.
Not happening.
Aid him.
Not happening.
Give him a little face massage. He's been grimacing for a while.
She basically kind of reaches out in your direction. She won't touch your face, like an inch from it, and she casts a very intricate spell. I need you to make a wisdom saving throw, please.
14.
Ooh. 14. That's a failure. Meek. As you look at her, everything about what's going on just confuses you. Like, is the person touching your shoulder really a friend? Is the person in front of you really an enemy? Are your friends that have travelled with you thus far really your friends? Or did they just go invisible and fuck off? Or were they saving their lives under your orders? You don't know and you don't remember as you suffer the effects of confusion.
Yes.
You cannot take reaction.
Okay.
The healer also has to... He also fails, but he uses his legendary resistance. Okay. That was her go. And yeah, she's just going with the fuck you. She knows she's going to die approach. She can't get away fast enough, she doesn't think. Well, she could, but she's not going to. Her job is to keep this man down. It's too late. Nope, there isn't. Okay. You become aware that there are people running behind you. They're just trying to leave the area as well. Somebody shout of run! Kind of activated a bunch of people to run. Even the very pissed off, annoyed looking dwarf is making her way away. Okay, Ilmari, what do you want to do? You're about 30 feet or however far it was that you managed to run away from the chaos that is happening here. You see that the healer has his hand on Salt's shoulder and you see that the mage is casting magics. What do you want to do?
So I want to do something.
Do you trust him?
No, she doesn't at this point. There was too much of that. There was a fireball happening that was going to damage everyone that she's just like, this is not right. She doesn't. She's not completely, you know, she doesn't think he's evil, but she doesn't trust him to take care of her and her friends. And she wants to do something heroic to save Salt, but I don't know what she could do. She has 3 HP. And she's invisible. And so she can't cast a spell. And I think she's just dragging Idril further away, another 30 feet. Yeah.
Get someone out.
Yeah.
At least.
Save what you can.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay. You run 30 feet. Idril, are you running with her or are you going to try and do something else?
Well, I'm in a similar situation. I think I've got only...
Oh, no.
Only 4 HP. So, yeah, I think I just run away. I don't think I can attempt anything from here, can I?
Let's have a look at your spell list and see what you have.
I mean... Other things I've got that are weird are like I've got mending, I've got feather fall. So could I send some mending to Salt? Would that mend his confusion, or is that not for people?
Alas, mending is not quite that. That mending is more. Oh, oops! I ripped my robe.
Well, it should be. Okay. I've just got haste, so we could go quicker.
But then we
I
wouldn't
suppose.
Be invisible.
You could absolutely do that.
We would lose our invisibility at that point.
Idril would lose being invisible, you would stay. So your greatest advantage at the moment is that you can't be seen.
Yeah, I think I've just run away. Okay, that's the best thing.
If the pair of you are running away, I will allow you to move double your movement because you're working together and you can just get much, much further out. You basically make it to the doorway out of this chasm and you see a lot of guards running on the other side. They know shit's gone south. Okay. It's the healer's go, and bearing that he has spent a few seconds waiting for a touch, he and Salt disappear. If Salt is willing to be teleported with him.
Yep.
Great. As he disappears, the two of you remaining behind hear an explosion go off and you hear a scream. As you suspect at least someone is unconscious, the damage could never be enough to kill her outright, so... you hear a scream and everyone runs. You can feel this like shake, this blast of heat just nipping at your heels as it doesn't quite get you. The two of you have escaped and the two of you are not involved with what's going on anymore. The two of you are left in the remains of whatever chaos is going on down here. And that's where I'm going to leave the pair of you.
Mm-hmm.
Salt.
Mm-hmm.
You are teleported to a valley. This valley is very beautiful. There's a kind of a waterfall on one side and there's a river flowing through. There are houses here, but they have been destroyed. And you can see the remains of what looks like an epically huge battle. He reaches out and the confusion in your mind just goes. And everything is suddenly very clear.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Consider it favour returned for popping the bubble.
That's better.
Salt, right? I think I remember you from the village in the forest, correct?
Aye. Aye, that's right. Ooh. Sorry, just cleared my head.
Of course. So what do you plan on doing now?
Oh, there's an idea. Well... there's a lot of things I could be doing right now. I'd love a drink.
I'm afraid that is not on the cards. Let me try to make your situation clear. You helped me, and I do not easily forget those who catch my interest and those that help me. Mm-hmm. You might be both, so I present you a choice. Continue helping me, and I will see that when the darkness comes, you are not taken amongst them. But everything else, all this beauty around us, this will go. The companions of yours who did not join, did not come with us, did not trust me, they will go too. Work with me and survive, or be sacrificed to the blissful eclipse right now.
Ew! You put it that way. When do I sign up?
So, Daychin is back. Excellent. I do so love being out. But of course, you'll find that out soon enough.
Well, that was... certainly something. I did not expect Krim to do that at the end. Well, okay, that was a big one, and I've had that on my mind from the moment that Daychin got stuck in the bubble, and I felt that this was such an important thing. I didn't want to just hand wave it, and they left it on one hit point. How could I not give it an attempt? So... yeah, we might see these three again. We might not. we shall see in this. A huge thank you again to Sarah, Karim and Karen. They were all absolutely fantastic. I really appreciated all of them saying yes and that they agreed to do this. Karen is actually a huge fan of the show and they were like, oh no, through the entirety of this. So major props to them. Yeah, this was a thing. So we recorded this the 22nd of November 2020, I think. It wasn't 2021. That was last year, 2020. I had this game on my mind since Daychin was put in the bubble. And yeah, this was a thing. I had to keep this secret from Aethel, who was obviously in the house, and I had to send him away so we could record this so he wouldn't know the result of whatever this was. I had to keep this from my players for a while. This was... Yeah, this was tough, but also really, really fun. I wanted to just kind of have a plot point appear in a different way. And if they didn't do it, well, then he'd still be in the bubble in a different way. So, yeah, this was tough. In world, this episode takes place on day 100 and day 101. In recording, when we were recording this, the other team, the main crew, it was day 100. It was day 94 for them. So I was only a couple of days ahead in recording for that. So yeah, this was a lot of fun and super important. I thought this was kind of cool. So yeah, I want to say thank you to Demolius and Duke Mudwalker for the names Dezorin and Orthane. I want to say thank you to our newer patrons, Chris Grant, Cameron Brown, Elliot Andrews and Bogatir. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. Thank you so much for your support. We really wouldn't have been able to do things without this, without you folks. And if you're interested in becoming a patron, you can find us on patreon.com/TLDpod. You can have access to things like Kino early. You can put your name, put names into the Not a Peep Fund. Yeah, and all that kind of good stuff. And we really appreciate it just helps us pay for things. And that's kind of cool. Really, thank you all so much for listening to this episode. And hopefully nobody hates me too much. Bye. So kind of future V jumping back in here, I forgot to mention, hey, there's going to be an ad, and this ad is for a podcast that's very near and dear to my heart called Four Top Threes. It features myself, Athel, Neil and Kessie, and we're so proud of it. We think we're funny. Hopefully you think we're funny, but please, please, please go check it out. Really proud of what we've done, and it's super funny, and it's the four of us telling our top threes in a random subject, and I do not just listen to the ad and boom. Welcome to Four Top Threes, where four friends list our top three favorite things about a random subject of choice.
You might be wondering, hey, I already have like 75 other podcasts that is basically just four people who are friends talking bullshit at each other. Why should I be listening to this? We are actually from four different countries, so we are hoping to bring four different perspectives on all of these topics that we are about to choose.
You throw Lion King out there like a dirty rag and then you pontificate over Lilo and Stitch?
That's very good.
I thought you tried to give them back.
No,
purchased a month of milk and bananas. Could I return them? I haven't opened them yet. And I spent the night with two of the milks.
Turkeys could talk. They'd sound like Mr. Meeseeks. I wasn't made to live this long. Kill me.
Oh, no.
Oh, bread for the turkeys. I love it.
Oh, fuck my face. You can find Four Top Threes wherever you find your podcasts, and we release at the end of every month. See you then.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.